download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
I was kind of lost, didn't quite know what I wanted to do, and someone told me that an orphanage there was looking for kind of a respite for the missionaries who ran it. So I went over there, and I had done a lot of work with Cambodian refugees in the city that I'm from during high school and afterwards, just working after-school programs, and had a lot of friends from Cambodia. So I went, and my dad worked for the airlines at that time, so we had cheaper flights. It was just a moment in my life when I was able to travel. I love Cambodia. I love that part of the world. I wish I could go back more frequently.
How long did you stay there?
2 years.
Wow.
And I think I just came back because I suppose I was young in my 20s and I had a boyfriend who I ended up marrying that I thought I needed to come home for, I guess. But it's really pretty wonderful, but also impacted me in extreme ways. It changed me forever. And it was one of those things where I just went for 2 weeks. I was just going to go. And then I ended up staying for 3 years. And I just loved the work I got to do there. I taught art and dance and took care of kids in an orphanage. And it's so different for what I do now, which is so much about myself. I talk so much about myself. And there I was hardly felt like I thought about myself at all. So it was a wonderful time.
Do you feel like you're a million miles away from that moment in your life?
Yes and no. I think that this past year has been really challenging in similar ways to Cambodia. A lot of new experiences. I know that I draw on that time in Cambodia of being in a really foreign place, and the road to me and the music business is pretty foreign.
Mm.
You feel like people are speaking a different language and you maybe feel a little out of place. And so I learned a lot there that I think has helped me be pretty flexible as a musician.
Chani, the song that we've been playing a lot on Triple J is Dark Star, the first single to the album. It's got a certain resolve about it, a definite kind of power of moving forward and holding your head high. What can you tell us about this song, Dark Star?
Well, the song Dark Star took me the longest to write, or the rest of the record, I could really say. Like, I heard the songs and I kind of scribbled down some lyrics and melodies, and then Dark Star, I just couldn't get any words for it or any feeling about it. And then just wrote it one day while I was playing by my daughter. And it's just a song that is relating to the feeling that you're kind of living on a planet or a world all by yourself. And there's certain freedom in accepting your loneliness. And there's maybe a few people that you invite on your planet. And I think in this song I was talking about just feeling like I was alone with my daughter and I was going to give her everything that I had, not just money or material things, but just like all my life and all my hard work and all my love until she found someone to, you know, go on to her own world with, or until she found love. And, you know, I don't really believe that to be true all the time, but there's certain moments when I think that's true for people. I feel very alone.
Palisa is a made-up word. Do you think that your music is a kind of made-up sound as well? It's fairly unique in terms of, you know, what's out there at the moment. It's a fairly unique sound. Is it made up?
No, I don't think it's made up, but I think that the name fits it because it's a foreign-sounding name, not necessarily like an exact foreign relationship. It's a familiar-sounding word, but it's hard to place. So I think there's lots of things in Palisa's music that are heavily influenced by music history, but it's not necessarily something you can really put your finger on as one thing. And I think that makes sense for our music because it's a conglomeration of all the influences of the people in the band, and if, you know, especially me as just somebody who's highly influenced by people and the music that I hear. It's also somebody that's new to music. I'm kind of just making it up as I go along. So I think that's what makes it unique, but I guess you could probably say that for everybody's music. Each musician listens to lots of different people, and then based on their human experiences, you know, maybe somebody that didn't go to Cambodia like me, but they spent time in Argentina or something, so maybe their music, they have a little bit of an affiliation or place in their heart for Latin instruments and sounds and scales. And so that stuff will just sort of show up, and all those things that sort of make an artist who they are, you know. That's the sound of Palisa. It's just like, even Cambodia, I think, is in that music because I fell in love with Cambodian music. And so I think it's not that Palisa is more unique than any other band. It's just that it's just more like me than any other band, I guess.